Jackie Robertson.
I'm Joy Barnes.
And we are Between the Jays.
It's one of those Mondays for sure.
It's Columbus Day.
I don't think half the world is off work today, but they probably are just disconnected thinking they should be.
Well, no mail. No. Yeah. Attorneys' offices are open in our world.
Yeah.
No banks are open.
Yeah, true.
But it's a gorgeous fall day.
Yes.
And it cooled off.
You know how I feel about that.
Yesterday I know, was in but the 40s. I love fall.
I was like, oh my gosh.
And the trees are starting to change color.
The trees are lovely. Trees are stunning.
They are.
Well, and you know, the neat thing about the fall is it brings some really cool events. And so there's a lot of stuff coming up that makes it fun.
It does.
Yes.
Like, is it Spirit and Spice mm-hmm. is coming up?
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to cook some chili. If anybody out there wants to help cook, I know how to cook it. I just need to transport it.
Aren't you supposed to be cooking chili this week?
Yeah, I've got chili cook-off at Noonan City Church. The challenge is beat Joy.
Can anybody come to sample that?
Of course you can.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's a fall festival for the kids. So anyway.
I might have to come and sample some chili.
For sure.
And also, along with that, it's almost time for Munchkin Masquerade.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. You got 3,000 of your local children that come out, and they all are so cute and decorated. And I guess it's preschool, little kids to preschool, because mm-hmm. some of the church preschools bring their kids. And it's a lot of fun to watch. There's a lot of movement.
It is. And we'll be out there.
Mm-hmm.
We will be over by Noonan Computers
yes.
and up in front of Neighborhood Bar.
Yeah.
So you need to come look for us and get your candy.
We're taking volunteers to stuff candy bags.
I thought you had that covered.
I do. I've got my husband doing it. But anyway.
I know. I need to recruit yeah. Aiden and Brock.
That's
to
part of his recovery process.
Stuff and candy.
Yep.
There you go.
Candy, so.
Well, today we have Larissa Scott with us, and she is going to be talking about one of our favorite, I know it's one of Joy's favorite events that happens every yes. October in Noonan. It's the Oak Hill Cemetery Tour. So, Larissa, tell us all about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me here today to talk about the cemetery tour. This is our seventh time doing the cemetery tour. It would have been our eighth, but we had 1 year off. And it's grown in popularity over the years. Our phone starts ringing back in June with people wanting to get tickets.
Wow.
So people really look forward to it. And we have two dates this year. We have Saturday, October 21st, and Friday, October 27th. And we have tour times that start at 4 o'clock. And they, you know, you're going to be walking in the cemetery about an hour and a half. That's how long it, now there are, we have little mm-hmm. chairs out in the
yeah.
cemetery, so you can take a break.
Yeah,
you can take a load off, but you're going to be out in the cemetery about an hour and a half. And the, you know, it's a historic cemetery stroll where you go from historic grave sites and there are actors there portraying the person who, mm-hmm. you know, who is deceased, and they give an account of that person as if they are that person. And you learn about why they came to Noonan, what they did in Noonan, what they were known for. And it helps piece together our local history and our, you know, some of our past citizens, and helps you understand your community a little better when you learn these stories.
Yeah, I really enjoy that part of it, because all the streets that have different names, mm-hmm. there's usually, mm-hmm. if you have a street or road named
right.
after you, you've done something.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's good or bad, right? But the Sal Beattie was mm-hmm. my favorite, because
yeah.
the guy was Salvadi.
Uh-huh.
And he met his wife that was from Noonan, is my understanding,
yeah.
in Florida. So he relocated his cigar business here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, you know, information, because, you know, mm-hmm. we all say, oh, it's on Sal Beattie.
Yeah.
And it's one of those names that's not, yeah. nobody knows how to pronounce it.
Pronounce it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was yeah.
very clear and evident when I saw that
well,
tour.
Well, funny you should mention street names, because we have two brothers on the tour this year named Dent.
Mm-hmm.
And they built houses in the College Temple area. And there is Dent Alley in College Temple. Y'all know where that is? It's right off of Temple there. Runs between Temple and Clark. It's Dent. Didn't
oh,
Alley.
I can't say that I do.
And
we'll have to go find it.
Yeah, we do.
And we also have the Yancey sisters. There were three Yancey sisters, but we've got two of them on the tour. And they're the ones who own this hotel here, the Virginia House.
Oh, Is that the same Yancey family that's still here?
You know, I need to find out about if they're descendants of them, probably, but I don't know that for sure. And then we have a woman by the name of Ellen Peniston Smith. And
well, that's my relative. My mom's talked about that.
Well, that means that means you're related to a certain Wild West con man.
Oh, I can believe that.
So you'll learn about that very colorful person on the cemetery tour as well.
Okay.
And then did you all know that there's an arm buried in the cemetery?
Yes.
Yes.
That's I did cool not, story. But that makes me think of the story of in Fried Green Tomatoes when they bury his arm. That's what it makes me think of when you said that.
So you're going to learn about how that came to be, that there's an arm buried there.
Yep.
And then you're going to hear about Mr. and Mrs. Peniston, who were the builders of the McRitchie Hollis Museum.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm, and cool. A couple other surprises. But anyway, we also have the museum decorated for our Mad for Pumpkins museum house tour. And we've had four different decorators come in and deck the house out in pumpkins and fall things. But the most exciting part is that the upstairs galleries are going to be open again. And we've got a Noonan High School kind of Coweta School System exhibit.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be really cool.
We've got Miss Mildred Peniston's bedroom on exhibit with some very beautiful dresses. And then we have another room that will have a variety of interesting things related to Noonan in it.
And Alan Jackson.
Yeah, and we have a Alan Jackson exhibit upstairs now, too. So we are looking forward to having lots of people come through the house, and that's included with your ticket price. And on Saturday, the 21st, the Spirits and Spice, I think it's the Haunted Spooky Trolley or something like that, is going to be bringing people to the museum every 30 minutes. And they have the option to get off of the trolley. And if they want to, they can just do the house tour for like $5.
Yeah.
But if anybody, if we still have tickets available and they want to do the cemetery tour, they could get a walk-up ticket if it's available.
Now, is there going to be a price difference for a walk-up ticket?
Right now, it's the same, I believe. Yeah. So the ticket also includes live music in the garden. We have a kind of a blues folks guitarist who's very, very chill. Like you can, you know, you can eat your barbecue and still talk to friends while you're enjoying the music and there's nobody like, you know.
And so barbecue is going to be Ellison Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you, with your ticket, you get a $5 coupon to the Ellison Brothers food truck.
Yes.
And I am so excited because I've never had Ellison Brothers, but
that is my minister's son. So.
Yeah.
We I think they're actually going to be Thursday night at the Coweta Community Foundation concert.
Yeah,
I think that's an event Thursday night, and I think he's doing things for that.
Well, so, it will on the 21st will be my first time having it, and I'm very excited because everybody raves about that barbecue.
Yeah.
So his barbecue food truck is going to be parked behind the museum.
Okay.
There's a lot back there, and that's where everyone should park when they come to the cemetery tour. You go Clark, like you're going out toward Temple, but you turn right behind the two-story brick house that's behind the museum, and there's a big parking lot back there, and there's also a West Georgia parking lot off of the street there. It starts with a C. I can't remember.
Carmichael.
Yeah. You can also enter the parking lot from Carmichael and then just walk toward the White Gazebo, get checked in, get your barbecue coupon. And we're going to have, you might want to bring some incidental pocket change because we're going to have pumpkin cupcakes and cookies and some museum merch and a special calendar that everybody's going to want. And a couple other things for sale there. So you can pick up a few things. Now, if you're a member at the museum, and you could sign up that night if you wanted to, but if you're already a member and you have a ticket to the cemetery tour, you get the VIP treatment. And
yay, I'm excited.
You have a special tent just for members.
Oh, awesome. You still have time to join, too, if you want to be VIP.
Well, like I say, you can join that night and still get to be VIP. You get the complimentary cocktail in the commemorative cup says Oak Hill Cemetery Tour on it. And anyway, so we hope people will consider membership because you get these extra perks at the cemetery tour.
That's a great idea.
But yeah, we are very much, we're working really hard to get ready for it. This is an event I describe as my octopus event because it's got so many different, parts to it.
And also there's some volunteer opportunities if you want to talk about that.
Yes, we have a couple of volunteer opportunities for setup and breakdown and for being a museum docent. And don't worry, you don't have to, pretend you know a lot of history or anything like that. You're pretty much just stationed in the house to help us keep it safe. And then there's a position at the, for tickets and things like that. So if anybody's interested, just call the museum at 770-251-0207 and we'll get you a volunteer
spot. You to work.
Yeah, we'll put them to work.
There's a lot of new people here that I hope will take that into consideration because it's not just a Noonan thing. It's a Coweta County and really all over. But there's so many people moving here that want to get involved in different things. And I think it's good to jump in and figure out what that passion
is. And we are still trying to rebuild membership numbers from COVID. Because during COVID, of course, we lost a lot of members. Mm-hmm. And we're still building that back up to pre-COVID status. So we need everyone in Noonan who is interested in preserving local history, interested in keeping the McRitchie Hollis as a wonderful place to have cultural events and enriching events and all of that, to please be a member because it helps us, do all the things that we're able to do. And running the McRitchie Hollis House is a house that size that's going on close to 100 years old. You can imagine when things go wrong, it costs a lot of money to keep it up.
It's high maintenance.
Very high maintenance. And we also maintain the depot, which is also older.
Like the depot has really become a very popular spot for events.
Oh, yeah.
It has.
I think people wish it were even bigger than
people love the depot. And so keeping those two venues up and running all the time is very expensive. The exhibits are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And if I have a moment to talk about that, we have new exhibits coming in early 2024. We're hoping by the end of January. We're waiting on a company in Atlanta to finish making us some very nice exhibit cases. We will have a Civil War hospital town exhibit and Noonan as a hospital town exhibit. And then we'll have the textile mills and Artie Cole Company, manufacturing company. All of those things will be in new displays and new exhibits. And it's beautiful. It's top of the line. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen at the Historical Society before. So we're looking forward to those exhibits.
Are there grants that provide the funding for that particular, or how does that actually work? I'm just curious.
Right now, those are being funded just through money that's been given in the past.
Awesome. Yeah. So will the exhibits rotate too? I mean, will you have certain exhibits for three or 4 months?
There are certain rooms in the museum where things rotate. And then there are certain rooms in the museum where things will be more semi-permanent, be there for a while. And after those exhibits go in, then we're going to begin the process of doing other exhibits that include, Noonan as a pioneer town and an agricultural center and the railroad and even the Creek Indians and McIntosh and all that will be represented in the museum as well.
Now, are there other things that you have coming up in November and December as well this year?
Yes. November, I believe, we have an event in November. I can't think
You're like, I'm trying to think of one first.
But I know December, for sure, we have Cookies with Santa on December the 3rd. We're going to be in the parade. We're looking forward to that. And we have our members' Christmas party on, I think it's Friday, December 15th. And last year we did cookies and cocoa when the kids got out of school. And that turned out to be very popular. We had families coming by all day long, which was great. And so we decided we'd do that again, too. So,
can you let us know the cost of the memberships? Because there may be people out there that want to join.
Yeah, sure.
And I know there's different levels.
Right.
But,
and right now, if you join, we're so close to 2024 that it would be good from now all the way through. We're trying to get everyone on a calendar year membership as much as possible. So an individual is $50. A family is $75. That can be a couple or a couple of kids that live at home. We have senior memberships for $25, senior couples for $50. We have other levels where, you know, like $250 is a preservationist and $500 is, there's another name for it, I can't think of right now, but there are other higher levels that you can join at as well. And members get the commemorative Christmas ornament, and that's coming out soon. You get VIP at the cemetery tours we already discussed, and you get, I think it's 10% off in the gift shop. Free research, access to all of our research materials for free. And I feel like I'm forgetting a few, but you always get to come to the museum
for free, that,
basically.
For sure. I'm sure you have that online.
Yeah.
I think just having the Historical Society and people being a part of it, there's so many people that move here that, you know, they want to explore and get more knowledge. And I think we have a lot of tourism. You know, the term Explore Coweta, it's Noonan. We have Noonan Historical and Sonoy has their thing, but it's just a nice package for people that are coming to visit to be able to have things to do.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, history is just an important
part. Or if you have family coming into town too, anytime during the upcoming holiday season, it's a good thing.
Grab your friends
do.
From Griffin, LaGrange, Carrollton, Atlanta, you know, and Fayetteville and bring them to some of these things because it really helps.
Yep.
So one more time, if people want to get tickets, because I know, is it the 21st that was getting close to sold out
it
on
was
some
the
of the times?
27th. Okay. Almost sold out. And the 21st, we still have some availability, particularly in the earlier times, like the 4:20. Let's say 5:20. Those earlier times we have
people like to walk when it's close to the dark.
They do.
They want to have that creepy feeling.
But
and they go to Eventbrite. Right?
Yeah, you can go to Eventbrite. There are two different ways to get tickets. You can go to Eventbrite and put in Oak Hill Cemetery, and you should see the two dates come up, and then you just pick what time you want to do your tour. You can also come by the museum at 74 Jackson Street and just park in that little side lot, come to the front door, and we'll sell you a paper ticket right there. You can also call the museum and we'll just, you know, put your name down for will call and we'll take your payment over the phone. So we try to make it as easy as possible to get tickets. And the neat thing about stopping by or calling is you don't have to pay the Eventbrite fees.
And you get to get a look at the museum and see a few things while you're there.
And we can tell you all about membership and what's coming up when you come in to see us too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking about the cemetery tour.
Thank you for having me. It's so close. We're getting there. It's not this weekend, but the next. It's the first
tickets.
One, so it is coming up.
You know, October's flying by already.
And I highly suggest that if you're thinking about coming, go ahead and call, come by, or jump on Eventbrite and get the tickets because I cannot tell you how many people we always end up have to turn away.
Yeah.
People come up, you know, on the night of, and almost always I have to say, sorry, we're all full. So if you really want to go, go on ahead and get your tickets.
All right. Well, I'm Jackie Robertson.
I'm Joy Barnes.
And we are Between the J's.